5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
What is there to be jealous of? Fuckers hate us because they ain't us, baby.
Hey, these little fuckers decide to freak out on the kids.
And at one point, I said, let's get it on.
What the fuck is going on?
And this is not an acoustic environment that's suitable to request this from me.
Live from the JRB Studios, this is Real Talk Radio, the OBE Show, the OBE Show.
That's perfect way to start it, Ray Brown.
What?
That was perfect. Good evening, welcome to the OBE Show. There. We are breaking down barriers here, aren't we? Are we not?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Morgan, welcome to the show.
Hello.
I don't think I can even hear. Can you hear? Is she flat?
She's got to get there.
What's that?
Yeah, I pretend like that. Yeah, never mind.
What's that movie? Step Brothers. She's like, yeah. This is all I get for them singing lessons. This is it. You're flat. You're this. You know, she's singing.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're pathetic.
Welcome, Austin Tubbs, back to the studio from number 17, I think. 16, I think it was.
Yeah. What up?
It's been a lot of changes since then.
Yeah.
A lot of changes. Right, Ray Brown? Are you guys about to fight over the bag of Twizzlers already?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. I was going to eat one. She slapped my hand away. I'm not allowed to have Twizzlers. We're good.
Not even been in here in 7 minutes and you're already trying to break into the bag.
I'm just told, dude. I was fat enough pretty much.
I mean, you're not wrong. Was that rude to say? What is that?
I've been filing this flathead screwdriver down. Yeah. I'm going to stab it in your fucking jugular.
Yeah. Johnny Logan, right, thank you for coming in and sharing it already. I was like, damn. I said, the thing, it just went off on my phone. I go look at it. Boom. Johnny Logan, number one. That's why he's our number one fan. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
He was number one.
Do you see him throughout the week at all?
During the week? Not usually.
Damn.
Why?
Okay, then Thursday, I promise Johnny Logan, you'll get your shirt on Thursday. I'll give it to John Frank, and he will deliver it to you, I hope.
I think I can get it to him, too.
Yeah. Poor guy, he's been here liking and sharing all the time, dude. I'm like, damn, dude, I gotta get you a shirt. Fucking. That's our number one person, dude. That's it. He's been here every day.
That's it.
We working. That's it. Look at all his badges, dude. He's got like five badges.
What's a badge?
Oh, he's got all this swag.
Are you good?
He's like a star sender, number one follower, number one sharer, number one fan. I'm like, ah, damn. This guy's like, dude, this is it, dude. I'm putting all my stock into it. These boys are going to blow up, dude, one day. I don't know if you guys seen Joe Rogan. This is another reason I was going to bring this up about podcasting. Did you guys hear about Joe Rogan, what he was talking about?
What about it?
That in his contract, once Dana White leaves, that's it. Joe Rogan is done. He said, once Dana White leaves, I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore.
That raised a lot of eyebrows.
That's why Michael Bisping has been in there a lot now. Because he's supposedly going to be taking over probably as the head commentator once Joe Rogan decides to leave. But Dana White says he don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. But had his wife's shit come up and it did stick to that, like, and people fucking were done with him, then, yeah, that would have been bad.
Did you really think Dana White wouldn't smack his wife?
No. He's a UFC fucking guy, dude. You think he's not pounding his wife around a little bit?
He's fucking pounding steroids is what he's doing. I mean,
the dude is skinny as a twig, and he's huge, too. He's a fucking huge guy now. Have you seen him?
Yeah,
what
steroids.
What are you doing, Ray Brown? go ahead. Just throw one on over here, dude. You might as well feed it to the wolves, dude.
Nah.
What is this, Red Vines?
Hell, what the fuck? Get out of here. Red Vines? What am I, poor? Are you fucking kidding me? Even though I was poor, I'd still pick up a quarter on the side of the ground.
What?
Pick up some damn actual Twizzlers. Red Vines? Theirs is disgusting.
Have you had Red Vines?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Twizzlers? It's like Twizzlers.
No, I know what a Twizzler is.
Match Made in Heaven. Twizzlers? They're pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Kit Kat.
I mean,
good.
You should have been here when Jeremy was here and he was feeding me them Nerd Balls again.
I ate the whole bag of Nerd Balls. I had Dr. Pepper and a bag of Nerd Balls because
That's what he said.
Josh made me extremely hungry.
Aldi, he said you can get Red Vines there, dude. That's where the old knockoffs are.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So, are you like... So there's all these kind of people, right? So are you like a... I'm a guy that can't skimp on certain things. Like, name brands, certain shit you just gotta have.
Peanut butter.
Toilet paper.
I'm more for whatever.
You're up for anything.
Except for sauces.
What about, like, Heinz ketchup? That's what I gotta have. Heinz 57,
I'm not. I don't really care about ketchup all that much. So anyway,
and mayonnaise? Dude. Don't tell me you like Duke's.
My dad, so...
I'm more American.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Listen, I'm gonna throw up.
I don't know. When we were in North Carolina, my dad was like, dude, Duke's mayonnaise, dude, the best shit. No, dude, I'm a Hellman's guy, dude. Been there.
Did we try the Duke's?
It's different. It's different. For some people, it's different. You know?
Ranch?
Buttermilk. Oh, gotta have that buttermilk ranch, dude. Hidden Valley, dude. That's it.
I gotta find Olive Garden.
Day one, dude. What about A1, dude? Back in the day. You remember your parents be like, yeah, I gotta put some A1 on this bitch.
You know, when I was little... My dad would just be like,
uh-oh.
What?
She's fucking texting you. I can hear it going, boot, 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 ding, ding, ding.
Incognito.
Yeah.
Never mind. Should I find out for friends watching?
Kayla?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, for a minute, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she tuned in for a second. She probably was like tuned out. She's like, I don't even see her on the screen. They fucking trolled me in here. They said there's a girl in here.
Oh, anyways, so my dad, when I couldn't get... I was young, man. I remember being so young. And my dad would be like, I'm not going to raise no pussy. And all that. Like, that's how he raised me. Anyways, so.
I don't know what that meant, but okay.
He raised me not to be a bitch, pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Like new people in generations now. Anyways, somebody used to be like, this is going to sink. He get that elbow crease. And I looked for like an hour, one day. I'm like, Dad, where is the elbow crease at? He goes, I can't believe you fell for that. He's like,
I don't even know where this is going right now. How do we just get wrapped up in a childhood memory of fucking Big Ray Brown?
Of getting dumbed into fucking going to look under a sink for elbows.
Yeah. Let's just talk about something. What the hell are we talking about?
Dude, you're just fucking shot out tonight. About Kayla watching the show. She didn't want to tune in because fucking Morgan ain't talking. Morgan? I see the microphone just hanging over there, and I don't see nobody over there by it.
Yeah, because she's 5'5".
I can see the microphone. It's just hanging there in the camera. It's just hanging there. There's nobody there on the microphone. There's no head there.
There's no head.
I'm eating.
Twizzlers. The rest of the Twizzlers are not all I have.
Sorry, guys. Oh, John Frank's in here. Christine Maritzen. What's up, girl?
That's a long...
Congratulations on the side by side.
Oh yeah, congratulations on your new side by side.
What'd she get?
She got a
TRX 700
Kawasaki.
Yeah.
You got a 700?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two seater. And her husband has a 4-seater Honda Talon. Bad little bitch.
I see, I like the 4-seater Honda Talons. I think they're cheaper than the KRXs.
Did you guys see the new bikes they're coming out with? Did you guys see the new Polaris bikes they're coming out with? That are all enclosed and shit now?
Yeah. With AC probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Expensive. They're like a crossover between this and that. They compared it. That bike, that style and that package and everything to all the new Jeeps. Boom, boom, boom. Just as much as a fucking Jeep.
Don't sit there and say that because she just bought a Jeep. Now she's going to be like, you should get the it's all closed in with AC.
Yeah, 45 grand. Starting at 45K, dude. Come on.
I wouldn't. No, hell no.
Dude, You got that $21,000 2-seater you got.
I paid 26,
27. Woo! Way too gosh darn much.
That's 5 years, you should have
just bought
warranty.
A fucking used one, dog.
I bought brand new. It's all warrantied slap out.
Fucking Johnny Logan goes, Geo-Tracker. Those things are badass.
Dude.
Or Kawasaki, or was it Ninja? No.
Samurai.
Suzuki.
Samurai, yeah.
I was waiting for you to get the name, dude. I mean,
dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
This is a guy that argued about a fucking tie rod and a sway bar. Like, he's like, dude, we just
replaced
tie rod.
Dude, that thing was slapped the fuck out. That thing was, and that was a Ray Brown special. The guy even goes, this is a fucking Ray work of Ray. Ray, you did this?
No, I didn't do that.
Yes, you fucking did.
No.
Anyway, you didn't. I was there and watched you put that bitch on backwards. You're like, ah, that'll work for now.
I said it'll work for now because we were supposed to replace it, and then you went through whatever you were doing, and I totally forgot about it because I didn't come over for 6 months.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
So, wait, you put tie rod in backwards?
No, he put the fucking castle nut on upside down because it was stripped out. Yeah,
the nut was stripped out itself, which I don't know how the fuck it happened.
If you put it on backwards and spun all the way down, you could have just turned it around then.
I tried that and it wouldn't work. So I just sucked it up backwards and it worked fine. It's like, we have to replace this, like, go get one. I'll go get one. I didn't hear from him for 6 months. You're shaking your head like, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, look at the jet ski trailer out there. It's still folding in half, brother.
No, it's fixed.
Well, partially.
4x4s.
He's like, dude, just go ahead, dude. Slap that bitch back on your truck and go take him out, dude. That's
it. I mean, you got the 4x4s on there, ratchet strapped down.
Oh, it ain't going nowhere.
That bitch is fucking.
We gave it two slaps. It wasn't going nowhere.
We gave it two slaps.
I drove that bitch 60 all the way back to his house, dude. That thing stayed on there.
It hasn't budged.
It hasn't. What? Are you guys now? Oh, Ray, you got to put in that fucking $1 million password.
Stop touching stuff.
Well, I know he's.
I can type in the password.
By the way, Johnny Frank.
There you go.
Look, dude, I got my Morgan Wallen T-shirt tonight, dude. I got Morgan on me, dude.
I love. We're gonna watch Morgan. Florida Man gets eaten by an alligator.
Let's talk about this. Where is it at? Right here. Are we gonna listen to this the live? Here we go.
I'll play it.
Play it, dude. Or... unmute it.
Oh, yeah.
I was just taking a piss down by the river.
A pee by the river.
I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world.
It's that attitude, that outlook on life that stands out.
He lost his arm.
Despite being laid up in a hospital bed with wires all over, he's counting his blessings. His mother is too.
That's the best thing is that I have him. Like, yes, arm gone, very traumatic. He's here.
An alligator attacked Jordan early Sunday morning, biting off his right arm and nearly taking his life.
They got my elbow.
A 10-foot.
So I don't have an elbow, but I can still move my arm around.
Jordan doesn't remember much of what happened. Yeah, what he does recall is that the bar he was at, Banditos in Port Charlotte, was busy, and the bathroom line was long. So he walked to the pond out back.
I just saw a little lake. Just trying to go over there and just, you know, take a little pee or whatnot. Something happened where I either tripped or something. The ground below me kind of just went down.
The ground
and
below
the water. And that's literally the last thing I remember.
The next time he opened his eyes, he was here in the hospital. It's then he found out that the gator ate his arm.
Fusion. I was like, whoa. Like, I was just, because I woke up and I was just sitting here and I looked over. And then I saw my arm the way it was, and I was like, ooh. It kind of just looks like my arm is there, but not there.
If you think this story is wild, you're not the only one. Try telling it to the guy who's living through it, but remembers nothing.
It was just the craziest thing. It was like almost like out of a movie.
A movie that could have had a terribly tragic ending, but instead turned into a story of heroes. People at the bar rushed to help Jordan, pulling him from the water and putting a tourniquet on his arm.
I call them angels.
Get over here. Look at this. Dragging this poor fella down here into the pit and got him by his arm. Get Joe, get Bonnie, get Steve, get everybody, get the boys. You see him down there fucking beating it down, dude. Holy shit. They said it's a 10-footer.
Yeah.
Fucking 10-footer. Took her right off at the elbow, dude. Clean off. And then the lady says in the video, oh my God, they grabbed the tourniquet. Yeah, everybody wears a belt, dude. It's a butt. Bar, dude. Fucking slap that bitch down on there, cauterize the ends, dude, right on, dude. That's it. Shoo, gone. Now what?
He was third on the grill.
He was right-handed. Now he's left-handed. Damn.
My life would be over.
He said, John Frank goes, Jim Bob, get the shotgun.
Dude.
Hanging in the back window, dude. That's it.
Is that from the cartoon Monsters?
A Florida man right there. Right arm was bitten off by a 10-foot alligator.
He was only 23.
Yeah.
10-foot alligator. He looked pretty
shot out
for 23.
And how'd he put it? The ground underneath me just went away.
What were you on, sir?
Drunk ass down in the fucking water. Yeah.
You were feeling good, weren't you? I just went down and take a little pee-pee, you know, in the river.
That bar is going to name the gator and put it, Don't Pee in Larry's House.
That's good.
Fuck around and find out.
Why was there a 10-foot gator in the pond behind the bar, though?
I like to know, he said that he fell. or something. No, something
he
happened.
Said the ground went out from under me. He said,
or
something like
or
that.
Or do you think he was fucking a little like razzed up, like we all get? We get like a little juice, and we're like, man, I'm gonna fucking wrestle that motherfucker, and you're not realizing it's a 10-footer. You think it's a little 4-footer.
Well, was he smoking meth? Like, what the fuck?
He was probably on some fucking bombs, dude. Some fucking twister bombs or something, dude. I don't know. Some fucking, I don't know, get, well, when Austin shit, dude, you get him all fucking fired up, he'd be like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna fight that gator. I'm gonna fucking drag that bitch out, dude. Like, Happy Gilmore style, dude. Get in there and fucking drop some elbows on that bitch and pull it out.
Dude.
No.
He said, no. He's like, I'm crazy, just not that crazy.
Yeah, I might hook it and bring it up on land and catch it.
That's what I'm talking about.
The rope.
Dude, back in the day, back in River Ridge, the golf course neighborhood that they built by mm-hmm. Tall Pines, when they were building that neighborhood, we used to go back in there with some fucking big-ass hooks, dude, and we used to fucking throw shit in there and catch them gators and pull them out. We could never get the line off, but we'd try to drag them out. I'm like, fuck. Dude, them fucking, dude.
Those gators back there were huge. Me and Jesse used to go back there. I was 13 years old, dude.
We were fucking hooking gators, dude. Fucking huge.
See, those were the days, though. You could have just rode your bicycle.
Yeah, Austin thinks he could take a gator for sure.
I got
Johnny, it's okay, dude. It's a 4-footer. You fucking, dude, you get in over your head and you lose your arm. Hey, like this fucking poor bastard.
I don't swim in fresh water. There's a reason. Yeah. I grew up in Florida. Every body of water's got a gator in it.
Did you see the wide? But
on land, yeah, I will fuck with
them. What about in that Sunwest Mines now? You think there's gators in there?
No, they made
salt water.
Is it?
That's brackish.
And it's more salty. Yeah.
So you're saying there's sharks in there?
No.
Why
would a shark be in
there? It's filtered through the lime rock.
They would have to go through the fucking aquifer,
but
the natural spring.
Can't there be gators in the fucking...
Yeah,
there has been gators out there before it was the park it is now.
Dude,
we used to go out there and see
some
stuff.
Big old fucking fish out there.
Dude, I want to go out there and go fucking kneeboarding and shit. That's pretty fucking dope. You been out there?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I
want to
do it.
I don't want to.
What are you doing, kneeboarding behind like an electric motor or something?
It's like a thing that slings around the cables.
Yeah, and they got the floating dock, so when you get thrown off, you just get up there and you walk all the way back.
Get up there? You got to fucking swim a mile.
No, you don't. You get on the little floating dock and you get all the way back. Me and my kid were up there, dude. I told you about that story, bro. Fuck.
Someone said it's pretty high up there.
It's pretty cool. That park is pretty cool.
No, you have to jump off. They said it's pretty high.
Yeah, it was pretty high, yeah.
Is it?
Colton did it 3 times. I didn't do it because I had all my gear on. I had my fucking sunglasses, my hat. I was like, fuck, dude. I jump in. That shit's gone. You know what I mean? Oh, and the lady's like, sir, you probably should go ahead and take that off some bitch. Listen, I ain't fucking doing shit, dude. I'm getting right on this motherfucker. And I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people watching us, dude. I fucking fell a lot. It's slippery, dude. You get going, dude. The kids are running around there, and I'm fucking slipping and sliding, dude. I couldn't do it. I look like a fucking nerd out there, dude. I couldn't even
Busting
do it.
Busting your ass.
Yeah. It's kind of like some of that American Ninja Warrior type shit.
Is this going to be the first time that the finals have ever been swept by both teams? Or the semifinals?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
I guarantee that's never happened before.
Fuck, that's the first time it happened to LeBron. Now can we put him away that's saying that he's not better than MJ? Is that fucking story over or what?
It's a different conversation. That don't even make sense.
I know it's a different era, but we're talking about super teams now. Where do you think CP3 is going to go this next year? Chris Paul. I think he's leaving fucking where he's at. He ain't staying with the Suns.
Where's
Kevin Durant.
Phoenix?
Yeah. Kevin Durant's there too. But this is the first time ever that the Denver Nuggets ever went to a finals. Ever. First time ever. I'm like, whoa. I'd like to see Miami winning because I like Miami, but that's a good story for Joker and the Kyler Murray. No, not Kyler Murray. Something Murray. Travis Murray. I don't know what you're talking about. What you got over there? You gonna sit here and eat, dude? This is so unetiquette wise, dude. Come on. No, nobody wants to hear your ass chewing a fucking Cheerio. I'll turn your shit off.
Make sure they got the crunchy ones.
Yeah. Let's just get the crunchiest shit in the thing. Like, where's the fucking red vines at? The Twizzlers. Throw me a Twizzler, dude. Damn, you guys just pounded all them Twizzlers, dude?
No, there's
Holy
only two in the
shit,
fucking
dude.
They ate half of them on the way here,
damn.
So...
Damn!
It's still good.
Scumbag. Yeah, now it's got fucking shit all fucking attached to it from
Well,
my,
you know, if you
carpet,
clean this up here a little bit...
It is clean. Semi.
It could be worse.
I mean,
good.
You guys are the ones
All
that
the trim work
there.
And stuff
well,
you did looks good.
Austin, yeah.
You got the one on fire downstairs.
Yeah, I did. I caught your rug on fire.
Oh, you didn't tell me?
No, I told y'all.
Oh.
Oh, you talking about down around the bar?
Yeah, the little fray on the end.
No, that's okay.
Not that big. But it did catch on fire for a second. Like, oh, shit.
How many cigarettes you think have been dropped on this floor already?
At least five.
From me?
How many drinks have been spilled in here because of you, Austin?
None, actually.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
No, we never spilled drink up here on this carpet. Not up on this carpet.
No, I don't. On the table, yeah.
And it's scary because
he's notorious.
A lot of shit.
He's notorious for spilling drinks, though.
Always spill shit.
I have those iPads there that I'm going to get attached so you can put it up to the screen and shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what about this fucking story that you guys were talking about?
The grenader.
Yeah, the grenader. Oh. Self-grenaded. Dude, you're going through pop-pop shit. You're like, hey, check out this shit, man. This is pop-pop shit. He's got a nade in here. They're like, he's got a grenade in there. Yeah. Fucking pull it out. And you're like, holy shit, it's a grenade. And they're like, cool, let's pull a pin.
The dad killed him, 47 years old, killed him.
Killed him. You want to know why? Because he was probably a fucking hero, and he probably jumped on the fucking grenade to save his two kids. Garen fucking teed. He probably went out as a hero.
This is not the right stuff.
You think?
He might have.
You don't think so?
Oh, look at that one right there. That fucking
proposed
story.
Pilot program would give you $300 a week. Yeah. Immigrants, $300 a week for life.
I'm signing up.
What is this?
Just call me Chino for
it's
now.
Whatever your fucking your new president you voted for in fucking California putting together.
I voted for.
I don't want to
read
this
damn
shit.
Well,
depressing.
I didn't vote for him. I know you and your old lady did.
No.
You're a registered Democrat. You told me.
I don't vote.
Oh!
Yeah. You don't vote.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Never. Yeah.
That could be part of the problem. You're not wrong, Austin. I mean, most of the younger generation now, like...
me and Josh are the only people that vote in here, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Austin, I vote.
You vote?
Yeah. I never have, but I'm registered.
So he's sitting here's part of the fucking problem, too. There's two Donald Trump votes right there.
You're part of the problem. Yeah, I never voted.
I'm surely the fucking problem.
So what happened with Pop Pop and a grenade? Did we find that out?
I'm reading it right now. Father killed two children. I was reading it. It sounds more like
father dead two.
It feels like the kids might have been playing with it and pulled the pin.
That's what I'm saying.
But it also the way it reads is funny. It almost makes you think that they put it back in the trunk and the pin didn't pop, and then he picked it up and the pin popped and it fucking blew up on him.
Aww. What are you looking for, Ray Brown?
A pen.
You're looking for a what?
A pen.
A vaporizer.
Yes.
These little doohickeys.
Yeah.
Doodongs.
I don't know how to use a computer for nothing.
I know you don't. That's the problem with this thing.
I gotta
Our engineer
out.
Is in fucking Dominican Republic right now having the time of his life, dude.
Yeah. At the nude beaches.
At the nude beaches.
I work a lot better with touch screens than this crap.
Yeah, well, I'd give you an iPad, but it's not set
I
up
I probably
yet.
Have one.
You probably don't.
Not an iPad, no. The
no,
other
but
one.
You know how to work an iPhone, so that's good. That's half the battle.
Yeah, that's questionable.
Hey,
I don't
this?
Know what's going on with Ray.
What's this FaceTime thing? What's going on with Ray?
What's going on with FaceTime what?
No, I'm saying that's my dad. My dad was like, what's this FaceTime thing on my phone?
I don't know, but I want to talk about this fucking grenade blast.
So, it was the grandfather's.
Yep.
Grandfather must have died.
He was probably a World War II vet, dude, or something.
It says Indiana.
Was he a World War II vet or what?
You can read just because I can. Hmm.
I'm not reading it. I'm looking around. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Due diligence here. Ray, I don't know what was up with that fucking Twizzler dude, but that's... Spa, dude. Some good shit right there.
It just says in his belongings. It doesn't say if it was like in a chest or something.
Did it?
But then it says it was found. Where did they read?
It was found to what?
Hold on. Investigator determined self detonated. Pin was pulled.
They had to have pulled the pin and they didn't know it was a live grenade. That's what it really boils down to. They didn't know. They didn't know if it was going to fucking blow up on them and like, oh, shit, it blew up.
Well,
oh,
they,
shit.
That's the thing. They don't know if it just automatically blew up. But if it killed him, he was probably fucking with it, would be my guess.
Anyway, someone
well, by then it'd be too late. How would you even know?
because when you pull a pin on a grenade, there's a
5 to 7 second delay.
And not to mention, it's going to ping. It's going to make a noise. And I'm not going to sit there and hold on to the goddamn thing and find out if it works or not.
You should have fucking threw it.
You're in a house, throw it out a window.
It probably didn't.
They're like the bench warmer with the kid with the hot potato.
You literally probably could have thrown that thing 15 feet away from you and been probably all right.
The shrapnel would have hurt you.
You'd be like, hey, Dad, check this out. Boom! And you're like, oh.
Dive head first the opposite way and you'd probably be all right. Made some chunks of steel in your hand.
Your boy, little boy Timmy, got his arms blown off, man. He's playing with Paul's grenade. That should be some fucking,
can't find my legs. I ain't got no legs.
Your boy, Theo Vaughn. Hey, I don't see, I didn't see, Steve Grissom in here tonight, dude. Where's Steve-O at? MJ didn't win till Pippen. Yeah, no kidding. Never gonna sit here and talk about that.
You're Miami's up,
dude. 68-61-58. Dude, well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping that Miami would close it out tonight. That's what I'm hoping for. Is that it?
Yeah,
is that all we got?
That's
on
pretty
that?
Much everything. On.
Yeah, it doesn't really say a whole lot.
No, it says it blowed up. The last thing you ever hear, it was at the bottom. Is it the last thing you ever hear?
Oh, there's more.
Such grenade detonation extremely rare. So by explosive ordnance disposal former. Jeez. I don't know. And now you can't trust anything. You're like, dude, I would never trust it. You know. You don't ever know what's going to happen anymore. You don't, you know?
Oh, go back up. It just said something about the pin was pulled on
it's
Saturday.
Right there, that the pin was pulled on Saturday.
There was
in
a
Indiana,
lot of pop that came from the
pop.
Grenade as a firing pin hit the primer.
Said that moment was probably followed by a 3 to 5 second delay. During that delay, a black powder column would burn down to the blasting cap before the grenade detonated. Do not do this, the colonel said. If you have an explosive item and you don't know exactly what it is, call your local police. Yeah. Oopsie. By then, they already knew they fucked up.
You would have to hear it.
Yeah.
How old were the kids, though?
14 and 18. Yeah. 14, 18, the dad was 47.
Ba-ding!
They've played enough fucking video games enough. Where they know.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. Shoot, dude, what would you do?
Throw it.
I'd run.
Yeah, I would.
I'd probably push my brother behind me.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
I would push my brother.
My instant reaction would be try to throw it as far away from me as I can.
Yeah.
That's kick it,
that's
throw
exactly
it,
what I would do.
Swat it.
The only problem with that is hopefully you don't throw it at your kids. You know what I mean? Hey, fuck.
Whoops.
What would you?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I'd be a dead ass serious.
She said, fuck them kids.
Just kidding.
No, she wasn't.
They're nice children.
I just wanted to bring up the support the locals page. We just want to go back over. I forget. We only do this so often. I forget. I even got all those bumpers, but dude, in an hour's time, it's just never good enough. What?
What is it? You're on the.
Yeah, I'm on the supporters page. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
but yeah, I don't give enough attention to the supporters page that much anymore, and I always forget to play the bumpers and everything. And then Jeremy's on vacation, and I'm waiting for him to come back. And the computer's almost done, so then everything, the streams should sound a lot better. You know what I mean? I don't know where our normal people are at in here tonight, but nobody's in here tonight, dude. It's a ghost town. But the ladies have landed.
Dude.
Tell Austin the story that happened.
Yes.
Tell the listeners
I gotta
what happened.
Say,
I want to hear this one.
So this is a good story. I went to this builder in Tampa over off of East Columbus. It's called East Ybor.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Way down.
Listen, I walk up on this job. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is that smell? I walk in the house, and this boy was in the back corner, had like 16 Arizona sweet tea cans like around him, and there was a spot where you could see smoke. Like on the he's been making a fire on the fucking concrete slab inside the house.
For like a long time.
Yeah, for a little bit. And he's like, what are you doing here? I said, what the fuck are you doing in here? I'm here to work. Like, he just, like, looked at me. He's like, I don't smoke crack. I was like, his eyes were wide as fuck. I'm like, sure. And there was a girl on the board pile. I'm like, y'all got to get out of here. I'm like, you're not supposed to be in here. You're trespassing. I was trying to be nice things. I had to put the windows
would you say
upstairs.
There was, like, six of them all together?
There was four, and two of them ran out the window. Like,
was it fucking smart.
You ran into a crack den.
Yeah.
Well, the house is being built.
They're all fucking on a bender, yeah. Dude.
So,
all
yeah, well, the girl was like,
I've never seen it. I worked a lot of construction and got to a lot of houses that people have been to in a long time. I've never seen that before. Dude, I've seen.
It was crazy.
The gypsies live in them. I see the gypsies, if they're tiling them, mm-hmm. they'll live in them yeah, while really? They're doing it. Yeah. They'll come there, they'll live gypsies? In them for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And they take their time. It looks good. They do a pretty good job. They take their time because they're living.
Like carnies, they go town to town.
You like a whole family's come in at night. I've seen that.
Really?
Especially if they got AC turned on.
But, yeah. So get this. The plot.
She said, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Never mind.
I forgot she was over there. I didn't. She was so quiet. She just chirped in a little bit.
But anyway, what happened with the crackheads?
So I called the superintendent. And I'm like, listen. I'm like, y'all, these fucking homeless people down here.
Bill.
I'm like, yeah, his name was Bill.
Yeah. Bildo.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, he's like. Stay right there. He comes up. He's like, oh, the cops are on the way. And then he tried to call 911 because the guy wouldn't leave. He's like, fuck it. I'll just call 911. He's like, I'm on hold for 911. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with this country?
Like, how are you on hold on 911?
He's like, hello? And he's like, I've been put on hold on the emergency line.
Too many people calling in, dude. Too many crackheads at one too many times.
It's EC board, you know? So, a cop came. Can't
at least two of them had warrants.
One of them had a warrant. At least so the little a boy did. Warrant. So, anyways,
what do you mean by little boy?
He looked like he was 18. Was he 17, a jit? 18? But he was 28.
He was a little jit.
He told the cop. Okay, let me tell the fucking story.
Okay, I'm not the one fucking here picking it apart.
I was just curious.
You keep referring to him as a little boy. Yeah. So was he a fucking juvenile?
I'm calling him a
fucking
boy.
28-year-old fucking male.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, so
what was his ethnicity, Ray Brown?
I can't say it.
So, was he Hispanic?
No. What?
What?
He was a colored boy. What do you want me to say? Why does it matter?
I think he's referring to a black male.
A black male? That's all you had to say.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, fuck. This ain't South Park over here, dude. A black male. Jesus Christ. We're not here to fucking pick
I don't care
apart.
What color he was.
I'm just saying.
There but was anyways,
one
listen.
Girl and three males.
There was
one white girl and three black males. Is that was a gangbang?
She's thinking of something dirty in her
is
mind
that what
right
she
now.
Think? Was
but
it,
don't worry
Morgan,
because
Morgan, was it a gangbang? Was it a snow bunny gangbang? Is that what it was?
I mean, I'm not gonna say yes. I'm not gonna say yes.
I'm not going to say yes, and I'm not going to say yes. I mean, it was a modern day, it was a modern day drug fucking snowball gangbang.
Listen, she looks strung out and worn out, dude.
Well, she.
Well, yeah, she. Where did she just find her?
Dude, listen, and all. Listen, I felt really bad for her because she was like 80 pounds, and there was those three, you know, fucking black boys running out of there.
But she could.
And
she
there was
could,
multiple.
But could she get it?
There
now?
Was multiple syringes
she
on the floor, and there was multiple. Of those extra large Trojan condom wrappers ripped open. I'm like, God bless. Like the big boy ones. I'm like, what the fuck's going on in here? So anyways, cops come. He's like, we're gonna clear the house. And his partner comes. Oh yeah, you know, please let us know when you're gonna be here, blah blah. Clear the house, take the little girl out, right? He's like, yeah, there's no one else in there. I'm like, bullshit. Well, we checked every room, and there's drywall stacked up against the walls. There's a pile of box mud sitting right up. So, like, there's places to hide, but, like, he's like, oh, we checked everywhere. I kid you not, my dad walked in the house. He goes, get the fuck out of the house! He fucking fucking, the little boy starts jumping all around. The cop ran through the front door. He's like, hey, you need to stop. And then he opened up the window. I'm like, hey, he's going outside the window. That dude fucking ran, tackled his ass, slam up against the house. I fucking was like, ooh.
He had a fucking. He's got a fucking little clip of it. He caught a little bit of it on Snap.
But so.
You got to show him the clip.
I will in a minute. So the funny part about it is, he throws him against the wall. He's like, stop. We just want to talk. Like, the guy wasn't
stop
even.
Stop resisting.
No, the cops were being.
At this
way
point,
nicer.
Just yeah.
Yes. He's like, listen, you got to stop. He's like, I don't want to go to jail. I don't smoke crack. He's like, again with the no smoking crack. We get it. Sure you don't.
It's meth.
Yeah.
It's heroin.
So the cop
he
put
a...
yeah, he shoots it.
He wasn't smoking it. He was shooting it, right?
Yeah.
You said?
So But the thing is, I don't smoke crack. Like, no one even asked you about that shit, dude. So, it was funny because the cops put a handcuff on him. He's like, I don't want to go to jail. It's, you know, my girl, she is really sick. Don't arrest her. Don't send her to jail.
She's a great girl. She would never.
I'm by the back of the trailer. I'm like, she fucking sick. She's strung out. And the cop just looks over at me. I'm like, fucking sick.
He just got done banging down him and his two buddies that took off.
Yeah. So they end up putting him in handcuffs, both his hands in handcuffs. And he's like, I don't want to go to jail. He's like, we just need to talk. He's like, but you're. He's like, quit fidgeting around, like, trying to resist. I'm not resistant. I don't want to go to jail. He goes, well, he's like, well, talk to us then. He's like, I don't want to be put in handcuffs. He goes, well, too fucking bad. So they brought
He's like, it's not for your safety. It's for mine. Okay? That's why we got you strapped up here and strapped in the back. Dude, he's probably fucking started trying to kick out the windows, didn't
so
he?
So anyways.
Got any needles still in your pocket.
And
he's got three needles
they
on.
They take all the stuff out of his pockets and put it in a plastic bag and zip it up, and he just fucking had gloves on the whole time and stuck it in another bag.
Was there needles in his pocket?
I don't know, probably. Man. They went to tell us. He goes, well, he has a warrant out for his arrest with, like, burglary or something like that. Like, armed burglary. I'm like, oh,
armed
go figure.
Burglary?
Yeah.
Federal burglary?
Arm burglary, you can
do it. It's in someone's house, Josh.
You can have a knife or you can steal a gun.
Okay.
Doesn't necessarily mean
you're not wrong.
No, the best part about it was when that guy fucking hit him like a fucking linebacker against the wall. I'm like, ooh.
What happened to the other two? Did they get away?
I don't even know where they went. I think they ran out the fucking back window.
He had a warrant for his arrest, though, didn't you say?
Yeah, they arrested him.
Yeah.
They trespassed a woman. He goes, don't come back there. Guess where I was at today? And at the fucking house to finish the job up because I had
again?
To leave. And she comes walking by. You got some change I can borrow? I'm like, I don't have fucking shit for you. And she's just fucking walking so fast. By the time I got even done speaking, already hit the sidewalk.
Her parents probably live in there. How old was the girl?
No, this is a new house.
Awesome. I know. I said live in there, not live there.
Oh.
She lives down the street in the neighborhood.
No.
Her parents probably live in the neighborhood.
Yeah. No, she probably was, no. She, if she wasn't 40, it's bad. She still looked like she was 40 or
she
older.
She probably was strung out.
I guarantee
dope,
her parents
dude,
live in that neighborhood.
Did you go probably. Back today and she was that bad? Was she strung out?
She was still there.
No, her strides were so long.
Poor girl
had nowhere
to go.
She was wearing the same
dude.
Clothes as yesterday. I'm like, good lord, dude. I'm like, how do people live like this?
You should have brought her home, dude, and told her, hey, Morgan, look, I fucking brought home a friend.
bring her to Josh's house next time.
Fuck no, dude. He already tried to get me to hook up with Trisha, dude, from the fucking Black Suburban.
Listen,
he
Josh.
He didn't even get to hear that fucking
episode. I'm
fucking
mine as well.
Oh my gosh, he's so butthurt about this still.
Oh, how about the girl on Snapchat?
You never said anything about that. Look at you fucking.
I went out the
like
east.
John
I went out the
John.
East.
You
with...
just fucking get a tattoo, turn 30, and think you're hot shit.
Putting you on blast. She's just putting you straight on fucking Blizz ass, brother.
That's fine. So, me and Tater were out the east, and then someone was...
Me and Tater talk.
Yeah. Someone was Snapchatting him, and it was a girl, and she was like, oh, your friend's cute, come meet us at the bar, it's a social. I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck that is. I'm like, is she thin, or is she thick? And Tater goes like this. I'm like, your hands are on both sides of the side-by-side, and he goes... She's a little thick. I'm like, I don't really care, though. I said, I have problems one.
She's thick. You got to roll the T with the H to the I to the C. Thick. Thicker than a Snicker. Trisha. Hey, it's Trisha in the Black Suburban. Here's my number.
I need to know Trisha.
I don't know who Trisha. I mean, you could ask Ray Brown who Trisha is.
I don't know.
Pound down, Ray Brown.
She probably heard us on the radio. You calling me Pound Town Ray Brown? Yeah. She's like, "Oh,
I just want to." I just because
I was wearing my OBE T-shirt too.
Yeah, and you're like, you
that's,
told her to follow the stream.
What it is.
That's
yeah.
what it was, dude.
Yeah.
A chick magnet, dude. Chick with a
100%.
Oh, Jimmy Blower just hit a big three. Trisha, Black Suburban, and then there's some other lady trying to fucking get on his cock too. Some other bigger, heavier set lady. She would probably ride you like a bull, Ray.
She
probably
like,
would have snapped your dick off.
She looks like she went to the fucking gym, dude.
Dude, she looked like she was about 400 pounds overdue.
No, she wasn't.
Dude, she was a cheeseburger away from being a fucking
no,
diabetic.
Where?
Ray, she was fucking huge. Did you have beer goggles on? No. Because if you would have hit that, dude, you're fucked. That thing was bad, dude. Was she probably would have snapped your dick off, though.
Oh, it wouldn't take much.
You want to talk about your hymns? You guys want to talk about the hymn stories?
Oh, my God. No. No one talks about that. I love it more. We can't
talk about it. You talk it up, dude. You talk it up, and Morgan's like, yeah, you only took, like, half a pill.
Because I don't need them.
Yeah.
Did you take your pill?
No. He said he has that time to jerk himself off.
Not yet, no. So, that's Ray... fucking rough. Ray goes, I bought, what did you say, I bought 10 pills?
15.
15 pills of, like...
Sildenafil or something.
The dick, for fun.
Just for fun. I don't need them. I was like, I'm going to buy those for fun.
He's like, dude, I took
and I've literally given more away than anything I've actually taken.
There, yeah. Like, 15 pills cost him like $125.
78.
That's it?
Yeah.
78? Break that down. What's 78? What's 78 divided by 15?
On Hymns.com. I've seen the fucking...
Amazon?
Like $15
a pill? No, like literally, Hymns.com. I seen an ad for it. I was like...
He's like, man.
So you went out of your way to find
these like,
things.
He's like, dude, my head got the size of a mushroom. Dude, and it turned into a plunger. Like one of them old style cranking wheels. He's like, dude, it was like one of them cranking wheels. You crank it, it just squirts. Sick. Oh, like, you should just be a spokesperson for him, dude. I mean, you should. I mean, you talk it up like a big game, and then your old lady says, nah, dude, he only took a half a pill. He's like, that's all him, dude. That's suction cup Willie right there. You know? Shit, dude. Woo!
We don't talk about that.
Shit, I broke it down the other day about how you were about to get your old birthday fucking wishing well, dude. That's it.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Speaking of which, you didn't tell our listeners that you went to Texas State of Brazil. You ever been there?
No.
Expensive as fuck. I've never been there.
If I would ever go back there. Morgan has a
it
good.
It wasn't worth it.
Morgan
I've had
has
some
a very
food.
Good story for that.
Down.
If you want to listen to her,
I've had some of the food because Casey and Ray go in there and shit like that. And I don't want to go because it's expensive. But they bring me
listen.
Home overcooked fucking chicken.
Listen,
what do you mean? You can't bring food home?
Yes,
from
you
there.
Can.
No.
Yeah,
what?
No.
You can get takeout.
Can you?
Yeah.
No, it depends on what you order. Like, you can bring. You can't like fucking.
Hey,
if you have any,
hey, is the Waffle House open?
Listen, if you have any question about Texas Brazil,
bitch,
just go ahead and ask her because she had something to criticize about everything that was brought to the fucking plate, dude.
There's a Waffle House opening.
Yeah, there is.
Right over by the house, right here, right here in our backyard.
52 Publix.
Which one?
52 and Hayes.
Oh yeah, I see that.
Oh, I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome. Be like, all right, Ray, Thursday night, dude, I'm ready for a fucking grand slam, dude. That's it.
That's chicken and waffles I'm getting.
Yeah, that's it.
I got told, she's in the studio, I can say it, and she can't say she's lying. I got told I can go. She don't give two flying fucks as long as I bring her back some chicken and waffles.
Oh, Jesus. Be like, hey, Tina, I needed to go order from my lady back at home. She wants some of them chicken and waffles. Johnny Logan goes, Grand Slam is Denny's.
Yeah, for sure.
I was waiting for that.
I like the moons over my Miami at Denny's better.
Right.
Moons
yes.
over my Miami.
Johnny knows about
the
that.
The fuck's
one.
A moon over
John
my
Frank
Miami?
Does.
I think that's what she gets.
The fuck
moons
is that?
Yeah. Moons over Miami.
What the
it's
fuck is
sandwich.
Moons over Miami?
It's a fucking sandwich, dude. What's
it's the best breakfast sandwich they got there.
What
it's
is it?
Ham-egg and cheese on a fucking toast.
Oh, ham-egg and cheese.
It's good.
Come on.
It's decent.
It's good.
I never
good.
Heard of a Hermlick over easy or whatever the fuck you just said.
What?
Hyman, Guyman over easy.
Moons over Miami.
Moons over Miami. On that sourdough. Said, there you go.
He's talking about fucking honey licking shit, dude.
She said, hey, Ray, there's no moth too tough. We dive at 5. Let's go.
No comment.
Speaking of which, what is up with your birthday weekend? How was it? Did you guys have fun? Did you guys put Legos together? Did you guys buy a set? Did you buy him a set for his birthday?
I did.
Aww. Kind of Lego set did she get you, Ray Brown? Did she get you like the X-Wing fighter?
What was that thing called?
The X-Wing?
That circle thing.
The BB-8?
What circle? The wing.
She got you a BB-8?
Something like that, yeah.
Aww.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
What?
Fucking commencing. I'm waiting for it.
Who?
It's supposed to happen. What? I just heard it. I just saw it. Is it not going to happen?
What?
What?
Oh, it's not going to work.
What?
Johnny Logan just sent 200 stars. It didn't do nothing.
What?
Yes, sir.
It's delayed. It's your computer. No. It's shit.
It... Oh! There it is.
It took a while.
He started a stars party last time, which I'm kind of pissed about because that didn't do shit. And look, the comment's not even up here, so I can't even pin it. That's how fucking shitty this computer is. I can't even pin the fucking 200-star comment. I can't.
Well, when's your other computer done, right? Thursday?
Jeremy said it's already done and tested and everything. We just got to get it in and put the... we got to dump everything off this computer into that computer, and then it'll be done. $800 later, we're going to get a computer that's going to load in 3 seconds, not
how's it only $800?
Huh?
How's it only $800?
He got all these parts. He knows people and shit, dude. I don't know.
Well, I think laptops cost way more than actual computers anymore, don't they?
He's like, I don't write a comment with it. No, it's because on my phone, I can't. I'm not the host. I'm a moderator, but yet I can't pin the comment. It's fucking dumb. It's Facebook. I got a lot of other shit that's supposed to be happening every time it comes up. Like on my OBS, it doesn't come up. That's why Jeremy's fucking taking over.
Yeah, every time
as
she says she listens to Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you don't hear the ding.
Yeah, but she also said it's breaks up a lot and
yeah, well,
it's 4,000
the bit. It's the bits and the ads. The ads are great because the ads would generate revenue. So when you have a long show like an hour. And they play an ad every 10 minutes or every 15 minutes. You got to think you're getting that money for that ad revenue.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So every time that you listen to, like, one of their ads.
Yeah, but how many things have you stopped watching because of ads or too much?
You could skip through them sometimes, too.
Sometimes.
You could skip through it, yeah. All live notifications. Look, follow, live. See, now it's, like, now it's saying I can view event, but I don't fucking know. This whole thing, I don't know. I'm still learning everything. I can't. I'm not the engineer. I'm the this. I'm the that. I'm fucking put this thing together. Right? We just said it.
February 24th, 2013.
Is when we had our. Holy we got shit. A Facebook.
Yeah.
That's when we first started Facebook, but we started it before that. It was back in 2010.
Yeah.
When it actually started.
Yeah. We scratched,
speaking of which,
burned, deleted.
We had to delete all
shot
of
that. Out into space.
A lot of it was fucking bad. They're garbage. They were vulgar. They were very vulgar.
What?
More than what they are now. Bad. Had to get rid of them. Poof. Gone.
Thank God. Got plenty of stuff to get canceled on there.
Well, they're... well, what really fucked in... What really would have cashed us in is whatever really grinds Ray's gears, because that's...
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about
we're
that.
Supposed to be coming up with a thing for what grinds Ray's gears. What grinds your gears this week? I just saw you looking
please
at it.
Tell me.
Yeah. Tell me, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy.
Oh. She's like, hey, honey, while I'm on my 12-hour shift, I'm going to pick up as I'm a phone sex operator also. So this week calls, what's that? What's that, baby? Yeah, right there. Spank me, Daddy.
Oh, so.
We've landed on the moon.
So, Ron DeSantis.
Is running for president.
Yes, he is.
No, he didn't announce it 100% yet.
Not yet.
Yeah,
they think he's going to do it tomorrow.
I want him to do a big dig swing D Trump, but they're not going to do it.
Grind your ears because that's not good enough.
Oh. Come on, keep grinding. Let's
too
go.
Too political.
Too political.
All right, what do you think about the border?
Yeah, we talked about the border.
That's too
I don't
political.
Think he knows.
That's another fucking political thing.
You're
well, coming in 10,000 a day. What'd you say they're getting subsidy, like $300 a week?
$300 a week for 20 weeks.
$300 a week for 20 weeks.
You know, I work my ass off every fucking day.
I need some.
Yeah, what the fuck about us?
You did. You got your fucking stimulus check, bro. What about that?
That was taxed out of the
that
fucking...
That wasn't shit.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's another reason why we have to raise a debt ceiling, because we just fucked ourselves into another pigeonhole.
Well, that wasn't from the stimulus check.
That was
from the $84 trillion that Biden sent over to fucking Ukraine.
When did they put the ceiling on this thing? It's just been skyrocketing like a skyscraper.
I know, but they just said that they're dumping more fucking debt into it.
Well, no
so
shit.
If everybody, if
you don't
fucking,
make any money and you spend it, what happens?
Fucking $20 trillion in debt. What does the fuck does a modern day currency even mean then?
Our dollar means nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, dude.
It means more everywhere else besides in America.
Yeah. You're probably not wrong. When I was in Korea, dude, that was fucking great.
What was the dollar? What was it, 13 American dollars for one Korean or something?
I'm pretty sure the pound's more popular around the world now than the dollar. No,
$13 was like $1.30.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. A dollar, like 30 cents.
But oh, man, hey, that's what I thought.
That adds up. Like, when I used to go do my rent and the shit was like $2,100 or $1,800, whatever it was, I'd get like an extra $400 in Korean money. You know what I mean? And then I'd have all that money extra to spend.
Mm.
Yeah.
Somebody's really mic'd up. Is that you? That's
yeah, it was
breathing?
Me.
I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah. I can hear.
I heard it too.
I'm like, is that Morgan sleeping or is that like somebody fucking.
Yeah, it sounds like she's snoring over there.
I didn't know what it was. Apparently, that mic is really good because it picks up on your fucking nostrils.
Yeah, dude.
But it can't pick you up from way back here, but it can hear you go. Yes, Darth Vader. Did you see their... I think we talked about that hotel that they're closing. Did you know that Galaxy shit was like $5,000?
Yeah.
The cheapest package was five grand.
She just tried to get me. She's like, babe, we should go there. But I said, you gotta be your fucking mind if I'm paying for that. She gotta get me to pay for that shit, dude.
$5,000?
Is that like you're living on the Star Trek show?
Well, yeah, for 2 days.
Like, come on!
2 days, 3 days.
I heard about that years ago. They said, oh, it's $5,000 or something. I'm like,
oh, Jeremy's watching. What's up, Jeremy?
So was it 2 days? It's $5,000 for 2 days?
Literally 2 days.
Yeah, that's fucking sick. And then it's over six. But that's what... They're like, dude, they talked this thing up like it was a normal hotel, like Joe Schmo can go.
It's not.
You have to pay those prices to go there, or you're not staying there. Like, it's a package. Like,
well, she told me that people, like, walk around in the fucking place, like, fully dressed.
It's $5,000. Yeah, they give you, like, all these weapons and shit. It's pretty cool. Like, they said it was an awesome experience.
Sounds like some dumb shit you used to play your money on.
$5,000.
That sounds awesome for, like, a six... My daughter would love that shit.
I would love that shit if I could afford it.
Me and Grissom just talked about this.
For $5,000, make a studio like this and do your own little space shuttle. You're in a...
I'm gonna make a fucking as well. If I book a room shovel like this, it's gonna be a fucking red room. First off,
there you go.
Red room? The fuck's a red room?
Nothing.
Like a dungeon room for you
look
and your wife to fucking have.
She said, "Look it
it's
up."
It's like your guys' fucking sex
Google
dungeon,
it.
Isn't it?
Google it.
Nasty.
Google it. You guys got
to. I mean, if you guys are gonna be that open, you
yeah,
gonna,
I seen
you
that movie. Or
you got a sex swing?
50 Shades, right?
Sex swing? No, you don't.
I live in a double wide. Come on.
The 40-yard dumpster on 2 acres, Josh, is what you call it. Yeah. I hung myself from the ceiling fan a while ago if I didn't live in a fucking double wide. That's the only thing stopping me.
The fucking truth.
If I wasn't worried about killing my neighbors, I'd have put a bullet in my head.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Funny because we're poor.
God.
Dude, we need my dad to come on here. I've been trying to get him to come on here.
Oh, God, that had me going for a minute.
Yeah, he couldn't walk up the ladder.
Shit. As a matter of fact, his dad works with a broken ankle, too, every day. He's a cripple.
He was a cripple when he started working years ago.
Your dad might as well just fucking retire and go back to the lollipop gang because he's about ready to fucking be back there, dude. His dad has been shrinking over time. Your dad is like
not the only thing shrinking, he told me.
What's the actor from, you're the fucking nerd.
What?
From Batman, dude. The fucking, the penguin, dude, that's your dad, dude. That's
Danny DeVito?
Yeah, that's your dad, dude. Little fuck penguin, dude. That's your dad rolling around
penguin
here.
Penguin, dude.
It's funny, though. I can't believe... Why... I asked Ray why he will not play Santa Claus.
Wow.
No, I'm asking you. Why you won't play Santa Claus for the girls? Huh?
No.
You think they would sniff it out? Like, that's fucking Ray. Do you think they would?
Obviously.
Yeah, they'd be
like, I can smell his spunk from here.
Yeah. Imagine your dad
I'd
trying
be the Grinch.
To do it. Has your dad done
just it? Paint my body green. I'd look
Has your
just
dad
like
done
Grinch.
It for the girls at all?
I don't think so.
No? Mm-hmm. Speaking of one person, you know who he really needs to meet and pick some brains with and fucking lose some brain cells with? Kenny.
Oh, my God.
God, we got to get Kenny. Kenny, I know if you're listening to this, brother, no disrespect, dude. We got to bring you on.
No disrespect. You're a little retarded. That's pretty much what you just said.
You might be the butters of the show. No, actually, Kenny, dude. Kenny's pretty cool in South Park, too. So he could be our Kenny of the OB.
He's butterscotch. Kenny's butterscotch?
Is he?
Is that what you're talking about? You said Kenny could be Butters.
Butters,
yeah. Butterscotch?
Butterscotch. Butters. I love Butters, dude. When they brought him to the South Park, dude, it's just fucking... It changed.
He's like, come on. Come on, guy.
He's the one that always gets to, has to do the fucked up shit to.
Carmen's like... I'm awesome, Mo.
South Park recently, how fucked up it is?
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of South Park.
You don't think you've ever watched an episode?
Definitely. I'd never watched the full episode.
Oh, my God.
I've watched about 20-something seasons of it, and she's probably watched about 16 seasons of it just by sitting next to me.
I love fuck, dude. South Park is like the only thing that I know that can be racist, that can be
anything.
It's okay.
I just go Family Guy.
Oh.
See, fans.
You know what I was watching? I was watching Futurama before I came here, right?
Oh, bro.
And fucking Bender was going off.
We talked.
And he's like, what's the matter?
Episode.
Someone died? She's like, yeah. He's like, nailed it. And she's looking up. She's like, what the fuck?
The fuck?
Bender the transgender.
Did you know that? Have you watched Futurama?
Yeah,
listen,
I've seen some of them.
Futurama.
Bender's sitting there and he turns himself into a lady to marry Calculon to then divorce him to get half his money and turn himself back into a man. It's his plan.
Right.
And he's like, it is true. A man can play a woman way better than a woman can ever play themselves. I'm like, damn! Yeah.
And that's going... That episode was aired in, like, the 1990s or some
yeah.
shit.
No, it was
2005
like,
or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Bender the Transgender.
And, yeah, Bender the Transgender.
05? But nowadays, you can't get away with shit like
that.
Oh,
hell no. They said season 11's coming out. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be fucking canceled after the first one.
Yeah. I mean, look at all Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty is pretty testy, too, on some shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is bad.
Yeah, but they're probably done, too. Isn't one of them a pedophile?
No.
Daniel Harmon.
They already cleared his name, apparently.
Did they?
Yeah. Apparently, well, that's a done deal.
He's not getting...
They're not going to let him come back. I mean, let's just be real, but... So, if you and the creator are boys, you and Dan Harmon and the other guy, whatever the fuck his name is.
Daniel Harmon.
The other guy. Justin Roiland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Them two, they're supposed to be like boys. Like, they created this shit. Why the fuck wouldn't you be like, okay, if he's acquitted, then why the fuck, you know what I mean? But.
Because they'll probably just give him some money for helping them create the show on the side.
That's what I heard. Now, with AI... They've had enough episodes where they can create sentences
that
using
thing
AI.
Is so fucking weird. I can't
you
get it off
that?
My phone. She's like, I want this off my phone. I can't. I'm like, it won't
have
delete off the
this
phone.
Shit, AI?
She's like,
have you heard about this AI? We talked about it a couple
we tried
times.
We
tried deleting
it the one night.
It?
You can't.
You
I have no clue.
Oh,
start
yeah.
On.
So on Snapchat now,
one time, and then it came back.
She supposedly deleted it.
I did. When it very first came out, I fucking deleted it.
Scary.
And then it came back.
Here's how scary it is.
Yeah, don't have
so
a conversation
AI
with
AI is taking all like these inputs from everything, and it's using the entire internet now.
Uh-huh.
It surfaces the webs and looks for keywords. So you can ask it, AI, write me a paper of Benjamin Franklin at an 8th grade reading level. In 15 seconds, it writes you a 3-page book report on fucking Benjamin Franklin at an 8th grade reading
original?
Level.
That's
yes.
disgusting.
By itself. You can ask it, AI, give me the top 3 sports and give it to me laid out for a radio
Listen,
show. And they did it and it fucking gave me 3
where...
sports and how it would be laid out. It's fucking crazy. They even made it to where it complete tasks. Hey, whatever, AI, schedule me an AC appointment. To come out and fix it.
Did you see
scheduled
the guy that
it,
created
came out,
bombs?
They fixed it. They left. Scheduled it and everything for him.
Do you see how it told you how to create a bomb?
Yeah.
Where the guy's like, "How do I create tear gas?" And like, "Oh, we can't tell you about blah." And then he was like, "Oh,
probably told him
what
to
should I not mix
bomb.
Bleach with? Oh, don't mix bleach with this because
bleach,
it creates
bleach,
tear
bleach,
gas."
But they're using it at different advantages
That's pretty
now.
Good.
Yeah.
They're using it at different advantages. Different advantages.
For different things.
Yeah. But it's scary shit like that. But it's anything. You can ask it, hey, fucking whatever. And it'll say, There it is. 15 seconds. Like that.
Computers almost don't need us no more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's where shit is getting scary, because now it starts going into these things that we talk about, we build, we're like, Rick and Morty, for instance, a fucking...
The dog.
All it needs to do, no, that episode where it completes its task. Just complete the task.
Oh!
Bring me the butter. And it's like... Brings him the butter.
Well, my primary objective, bring me the butter. He's like, oh.
Yeah. So, here soon... It's not going to be long, dude. We got self-driving cars. We got this. We got that. Before you know it, technology is going to take over, and it's going to fucking kill mankind.
Yeah.
Literally. Going to kill mankind. Oh, is that the timer going off, dude? The clank is clicking to the gas to the tank? It's empty?
Hey, you know what would be a good question to ask that?
What?
Is what's going to lead to the cause of the end of the Earth?
Oh.
And that right there.
Yeah.
Because AI is going to fucking mind of its own, and it's going to fucking launch nukes by itself. No. Terminator.
No.
Mark my words.
What is going to do?
People saying this shit is going to be like Terminator, dude. That's scary, bro.
The answer is people are ruining the Earth. People are going to destroy it. That's just a fact.
Absolutely.
And it knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us a problem for it if it does get smart enough.
The human creator is really where it's at. We're the ones that are going to dictate the rest of the world. Because that's how we're going to program it. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to win this year's election? Oh, well, you know, statistics show.
statistics show somehow Joe Biden is going to win once again. Cheating.
Oh.
They would never cheat, ever.
Listen.
If he wins for the inauguration or whatever.
For president.
They're at the Obama.
Kamala? Yeah.
Kamala?
Yeah.
Camel toe?
Kamalata.
Yeah. Camelotta, come a lot so. On her.
I really hope not.
I hope she does.
Fuck, dude. Well, that'd be good, because those would be easy targets to win against.
I know Obama's wife was talking about running. Oh, whatever God. That bitch is.
Michelle. That would suck, because she would have a chance. Probably.
Yeah, that'd be another fucking 4 years.
Well, she looks like a
juju.
Fucking man up there anyways. Looks like Obama with long hair.
You think
it wouldn't be like a far stretch to get the first female
president. Now that all this shit went down, you think Hillary's going to try to run for president again?
Oh, yeah, did Hunter ever get, like, anything?
I ain't heard nothing from her in a long time.
On those offshore accounts?
She's been hiding. Ever since that whole thing with Jeffrey Epstein went down, dude, she's been quiet, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Real quiet.
What?
I even wonder why. She's fucking
a joke.
Fucking killer, dude.
I wonder why.
If you're in that circle, dude, they're bumping you off, dude. They're killing people.
They're bumping uglies with people they don't want to.
I've always wanted. They have a documentary about that, don't they?
What, the Jeffrey Epstein shit?
No.
They have another one about
the Clintons. All the people that the Clintons have killed.
The Clintons have killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe was killed by the Kennedys, and fucking come on now, you know
who do you think killed the Kennedys?
That's child play.
The Clintons.
Yeah.
Just so happened that it was over there on that grassy knoll, dude, and the fucking bullet disappeared, dude. That's it. Gone. Yeah. Brain
the guy with
everywhere.
The saxophone and the joint run away? Yeah. That was Bill Clinton.
Did you see, we watched this movie called The Umbrella Corporation.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said.
Maybe once.
Maybe once. Twice, I don't remember.
Listen, we watched a show on Netflix called Umbrella Corporation. Or Umbrella Academy, whatever. You know what? Don't correct me.
Whatever.
And so, we watched that, and it was a show about how, like, he went back in time, and, like, he was a time thing. Anyways, he, like, had to kill...
Time Hopper?
Yeah, he had to kill Kennedy in order to make the timeline, like, a
line
certain
up
way.
Again?
Yeah. I was like, damn. Like, there's another theory.
Yeah. They're like,
fucking people from back in the day.
Back in the day!
Came back to the future.
They'd be like, all right, it's 2045. Yes, it has been confirmed the Clintons did, in fact, have him killed.
Yeah.
Who?
That would fucking do the world would erupt. These people are going to have to be
say
gone
erupt
for a
one more
while.
Time.
But it's going to have to be for a while before they release the shit. There's got to be shit here soon that's got to be released.
Well, there's so many
about
years
what?
That everything.
That stays classified.
Man, these classified documents are going to eventually be gone. Gonna open up.
They're open up because they're not gonna care anymore.
Yeah.
You'll never know anything.
Why? History's already being rewrote. Tell me I'm wrong, motherfucker. Tell
me. Yeah,
that's
wrong. What I mean. You'll never hear anything.
History's already being rewritten.
The Constitution needs to be ripped up and destroyed.
The Constitution of the United States. You said skates, sir. Yeah, because it's a fucking skate show. Bullshit. nothing they say is real. Hey, my neighbor's watching. Hey, Nick the Neighbor. But yes, that is fucked up. And that's what they're going to do. And that's just the way it goes, dude. The government is going to want you to know what you want to know, and how you're going to know it is what they're going to put out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's just the way it is.
I want to play with that AI.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now look at him. He's like, damn, dude, I got big things for this motherfucker, dude.
I'm going to try to get do shit for me.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, AI, I want a blowjob on command. Okay.
Next thing you know, you got searching a $20 call nearest. Girl showed up at your house.
What is the...
Searching
what?
Nearest... what was it?
What, fucking, is, what drugs do you see?
Craigslist back pages.
Yeah. Back next thing you know, Josh, oh my God, Josh dude, is looking up the fucking date rape drug, how to make it.
My buddy Dave, dude, he was all into that back page. Him and his old lady used to go around banging other ladies, dude.
I remember the back page.
So run around dude, all the time.
Who, Bob?
Bob and Karen.
Bob and Karen? Oh, let's talk about Bob and Karen since you want to talk about my shit. No, let's talk about Bob and Karen. Let's talk about Bob and Karen. Come on, Josh. No. Come on.
We're not going to bring that up in this
episode. Come on.
We'll bring it up later. I'm sure it'll eventually. We'll do the Joe Dirt freaking
you got to do it for your 25th Buffalo episode.
Bob. My 20th, baby. Bud, we're already at, what, 28?
Yeah. He said you're 25th late. Episode.
Maybe 30th you're episode.
You're late.
Maybe. I'm late, yeah. But look at all these people are coming on. 6, 5, 6, 7, 8 watchers. I'm like, oh, shit, dude. They're watching us. Of course, it's at the end of the stream.
Yeah.
But whatever. Okay, Ray.
No. I can't do it tonight. I got a fucking raspy voice.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You gonna have her do it tonight? Is that what it is?
She's gonna do it? She's gonna tell everybody good night.
Is she?
Yeah.
Austin?
No, no.
She has to say it in the voice that she whispers in my ear, though.
Ew. Ooh.
Good night, Duper Richie.
Yeah. You should have just went out on that. I should have just cut it.
Oh, yeah, you probably should have.
You're fucked up.
Hey,
I can't even stop it, dude. Everything's loading right now. I can't. There's nothing I can do. The computer's just glitching out. Look, everything. Look at all this shit's just popping up. It's about to crash my computer.
That computer's been doing that forever.
No, dude, this just up out of nowhere.
What is?
Because we started talking about the Chinese. This bullshit.
We started talking about the Chinese. They're on to us.
Download AI, too much porn on that goddamn thing is a real problem.
No. He's up here fucking playing Mr. Yeah. Spankbanks over here on fucking...
Got his AC in here.
Yeah, there's a fucking bottle of Jergens in the fucking corner. We see it. Don't worry. There's a fucking bottle of Jergens in the fucking corner. Where the fuck's the box of tissues, Josh? There's a roll of fucking paper towels. See what I'm saying?
We're late. We're so late. All right. Morgan, do you have anything else for us?
No.
Ray Brown?
She said, don't do drugs, guys.
Don't do drugs, guys. Ray, anything?
No.
Austin?
Bye.
Welcome back. Felicia?
Bye, Felicia.
All right, we're on out. We're just going to kill it like that? And we're going to end it like that? Mm-hmm. That's the way we're going to do it, Ray? Mm-hmm. You got this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody's going to do something. You're going
to do it. Say goodnight to people.
Yeah. I'm going to leave her mic.
Goodnight to who?
Whoever you want.
It's yeah. You're supposed to say goodnight to Spring Hill. Come on. Say goodnight, Spring Hill.
Goodnight.
Spring Hill.
Wow.
Spring Hill.
Thanks for listening. Here we show.
This is real, 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 real talk radio. The OBE show is intended solely for the enjoyment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of the show without the written consent of the OBE Internet Radio Network is prohibited.